This is Passport to Texas. Few of us experience dark skies anymore because of light pollution.
Most often what we see that in is the form of what we call sky glow that people who live in or near cities will be familiar with.
Sky glow is hazy reflected light hovering over cities at night, disrupting nature's day-night cycle. John Barentine with the International Dark Sky Association says light pollution isn't exactly benign.
It turns out that there are hormonal pathways throughout the body that are governed by that cycle, and when we start disrupting them by putting light in at unusual times of the day, we disrupt those pathways, and that's what we think leads to some of the problems.
Blue light in the spectrum, associated most with sunlight, is most disruptive to our internal clocks.
Blue light triggers this hormone that's called melatonin. In the daytime, when the sun comes up, that relatively blue sunlight turns down the production of melatonin and tells us to wake up. And then at night, the result is that the production of melatonin goes up, and that's the cue that tells us to go to sleep. It's also regulating all these subsystems throughout the body.
We have a link to the American Medical Association's report on light pollution at passporttotexas.org. What's being done to prevent light pollution? That's tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.